Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I am Sam. Today, we're diving into Ryan Holiday's The Obstacle is the Way, and I can't stop thinking about it. Sophie, what's the big idea that grabbed you?
Morning, Sam. So The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday argues that the problems we usually run from are actually the raw material for growth. It's Stoic philosophy made practical.
Right. And he's not just talking about ancient philosophy. He's applying it to startups, sports, even something as simple as your morning email.
Right.
He builds the whole thing on three disciplines. There's perception, action, and will.
Let's start with perception. I thought that meant positive thinking, but he's got a much sharper version.
He calls it objective perception. You see the event without the story you layer on top. A project fails. That's a fact. Calling it a disaster is a narrative you choose.
So the event is neutral. The meaning we give it changes everything. Then he asks a simple question. What's in my control?
Exactly.
Your own thoughts, judgments, and actions are in your control. Everything else is outside, so you don't spend energy there.
So you're not a victim. That's huge. I missed a promotion once and spent a week replaying every conversation. If I'd filtered it that way, I'd have moved on a lot faster.
And then he says to flip the obstacle. Look for the hidden benefit. A rejection can be a redirection. A rival's success is a free lesson.
So it's like being an engineer. A broken bridge isn't a tragedy. It's a problem to solve.
Right.
You get curious instead of outraged.
I like that. Okay, so perception is the lens. Then we move to action. What does that look like?
Action is about the process. You break the obstacle into tiny steps and do the next right thing. You don't need a perfect plan. You need momentum.
The river metaphor is great. A river doesn't stop when it hits a rock. It flows around, over, or through. It adapts.
And it keeps moving. That's persistence. You try, you fail, you learn, and you adjust.
Most people quit at the adjustment part, though. He says to find joy in the work itself, not just the reward. That's what keeps you going.
Yes.
When you enjoy the struggle, the obstacle becomes the game. Playing is the reward.
Exactly. I love that. Now let's talk about the third discipline. Well, this is the part one needed.
Will is your inner fortress. It's for the obstacles you can't overcome, only endure. Think market crashes, illness, and loss.
So how do you not break when something like that happens?
There are two pieces. The first is a more fatty, a love of fate. You accept that every event is part of your story, so you stop asking why me and start asking what now.
That's a tough pill to swallow. But the second piece is premeditation of evils, right? It means imagining the worst case in advance to build a mental callus.
Exactly.
You rehearse your response to a failure or a betrayal, so when it actually happens, you're not frozen. You go straight to action.
That's like a fire drill for your mind. And then there's the deeper purpose idea. He says you can lose money and health, even your reputation, but no one can take your character.
That's the ultimate victory. You can choose to be honest, kind, and dignified even when you're defeated externally.
That's a powerful idea. So the whole book is basically a manual for craving problems. You don't hide from difficulty, you step into it.
And that's why the title works. The obstacle doesn't block the path. It is the path.
I've been trying this with my mornings. Instead of dreading my inbox, I treat it like a puzzle. It's weird, but it works.
That's the philosophy in action. Perception reframes the pile. Action attacks it. Well, keeps you going through the nasty emails.
The part that got me was the chisel metaphor. Obstacles are the chisel that shapes the sculpture. Without resistance, there's no form.
And it's the fire that forges the steel. It's brutal, but honest.
I think the one thing I'm actually taking away is the question, what's in my control? It cuts through so much noise. When I'm spinning, I ask that and I immediately know what to do.
And that's the heart of it. If you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. It's got more than 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, plus infographics on many of them. It costs $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So next time you hit a wall, don't ask for a different road. Ask for the strength to climb. The obstacle is the way. We'll see you in the next one.